Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Gresh and Keefe on EEI.
Curious how you view what you've put together on defense, just relative to maybe just trying to get back to playing, I guess you'd, if you'd call it like a Patriot brand of defense.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that is. We're just trying to teach the players that are here what we can, and we're not game planning, and we'll see how it goes.
You know, Mike, every once in a while, I'm going to pause at your questions when they're really good. Just know that we love you, and you're still going to get all the intel that you want. I just got to do this to put up appearances.
I'm trying to figure out which Bill Belichick we're getting here today, because some of the earlier cuts, it seemed like it was very laissez-faire, like, we're not taking attendance, there's travel problems. And then you're like, what about the defense? Like, come on, Mike. I don't even know what that is. Like,
he was good, and I think Tom pissed him off.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what it was. He's like, hey, the season's about to begin. I'm excited about this. And you're like, oh, yeah, there's the Gilmore thing I got to deal with. Tom's now needling me about whether it matters to, you know, mandatory minicamp and if that word means anything at all. And then Mike Reese is asking a question about the defense, and he gets the silent treatment.
Well, we're going to get to the defense because there are some notes that Mike Reese had over the weekend that definitely are worth discussing. 11:07 here with Gresh and Keefe. Mike Garafolo, the NFL Network, has put out a tweet saying that Gilmore not expected to be here for mandatory minicamp. So, of course, it's turned into, is he holding out? Is the guy pissed? How about this? He had a torn quad late in the year. If we figure that he got surgery around the first of the year, normally a full-blown torn quad, that's 6 to 7 months. I will highlight for you wrestling fans out there when Triple H tore his quad and couldn't come back and wrestle, I think, for about 8 months.
But when he did come back,
he was a house of fire.
He was in good shape.
That's right. He was that's right.
He put on some good weight.
He put on some good weight. Yeah. You're exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the torn quad a part of the reason why Gilmore isn't out there, given two things? Number one, might not have any reason to push it. But number two, Bill knows what the guy can do. He doesn't need to, like, put Stephon Gilmore through the paces. And everybody else on that defense will be like, okay, we'll play with these dudes. But if Steph does walk back through the door and he's happy, well, we know we plug him in and he can play with the rest
of us. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a possibility. I just think that it's too...
Because Bill will never tell us if his quad is still messed up or if he's, you know, at the end of his rehab.
No, he's not going to tell us if his quad's messed up. He's also not going to tell if it's he's holding out.
That's
and if
right.
it's a contract
right.
issue. He's not going to say that either.
The great mystery.
Although last year, when we all felt like it was a contract dispute, he said he had an excused absence. This year, he said, I don't even know who's here, and there was travel problems. So
it was an odd answer.
It was a strange answer. So I still think that could be one out. Like, maybe he's not even able to go, but I just wonder, now that it's mandatory, would you at least want to get those mental reps with the team? Would you at least want to get the rehab with the team and in the facility and just sort of get back to work? Because I would wonder, aren't there some guys who probably are hurt that are there? So even if he can't play, it's not like you're doing a ton. You know, you mentioned it's more for guys just to get their head around everything.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is more for dudes like Jalen Mills who need to get up to speed than it is Gilmore. But it does make me pause for a second because, again,
he was hurt.
It was the end of the year. The Gilmore, now who knows if he waits Tuca, if he's like Tuca and waits a month and then gets the surgery, you know, that sets the rehab time back a little bit.
Right.
But I just wonder if the whole quad may end up being a factor in all of this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is clip, like clipping in football, C-L-I-P, clip. Text clip to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. Another chance for you to win next hour. So the Patriots are down there at the mandatory portion of minicamp. We'll get an update in the 1 o'clock hour from WEEI.com's Ryan Hannibal on all of this. And Keith, Mike Reese had some pretty interesting stuff in his column. And, of course, the first thing he writes about is Gilmore's mindset and talks about how Hightower got back and sort of works through some of the machinations of the Gilmore situation. Cam Newton, as Bill Belichick confirmed, back and expected to practice. But then we get to some of the defense. And I know I've said I think it's a top five defense this year. I know you are not on the record in terms of that lofty an expectation.
Well, part of it for me is, all right, is Gilmore playing? Is J.C. Jackson playing?
Like
the guys
fair.
Were on their roster, and I think a step in the right direction. Dante Hightower is there, and he is committed to the season, it looks like. So, yeah, I think they have a pretty good personnel. And so if the corners are there and they're locked in, then – I'm with you there. I think they have the chance to be top five.
So Reese writes about Josh Uche.
Okay.
And says that Uche seems to be practicing at an elevated tempo from the linemen across from him in practice the last 2 weeks, a reflection of his excitement to be on the field after a rookie season in which he usually wasn't. And he talks about how Uche is not the biggest guy in the world at 6'3", 245. And I know friend of the Greg Hill Show, Rob Ninkovich, thinks that, you know, you got to have some lead in the pencil and a big ass. You got to be able to carry some weight to play that position, which is maybe part of the reason why they went out and got Matt Judon. But you also read about Chase Winovich.
Your guy. You love this guy.
When Uche rises, 2019 third-round pick Chase Winovich seems to be falling in a different category, Mike Reese writes.
Oh, no.
Not seeing as much of him. The free agent signing of Matt Judon and Kyle Van Noy paired with Uche coming on and Hightower returning Thursday have Winovich looking at a different picture than this time last
year. Yikes.
I said it from the very beginning. He is a one-trick pony, that guy. Mm-hmm. You can put him on special teams or he might get to the quarterback.
Yeah, he might, but as we know with the Patriots, that's not the most important thing for them. They want you to kind of play within their system.
That's
so
right.
Even if a guy gets a bunch of sacks, you're like, all right, but you screwed up a bunch of other things, or we got to take you out when we think it's a running situation or whatever. Like, you're just, no thanks. And that's why I think at the beginning of the year or the beginning of the offseason and as we approach the draft, there were so many trade ideas, right? How could the Patriots trade for player X? And he seemed to be involved in most of them, just like either a change of scenery or they have too many guys now ahead of him on the depth chart. But he may have some value to another team because you can sell him as a pass rusher. And that usually is a pretty valuable piece around the league.
And if you can get a sixth or a seventh for him, fine. It's an extra pick that you throw on the pile at the end of the draft. Or it's the, oh, yeah, I need a four and a six to be able to move. Okay, great. I can slide up a couple of spots, and there's the six that I get for Winovich.
My favorite, my Brissett for Dorsett trade. Two guys that are probably going to get cut, and then you find another team that has a guy that's kind of in favor anymore, and you're like, oh, so they got a wide receiver for Chase Winovich? Okay, let's see how he is. But then that team's like, we hated this receiver. I mean, look, we got this guy. He had like five sacks or whatever the hell it was. And
don't you think there was a period of time in the NFL where coaches weren't even open to that? I can't use you. Get out.
Yeah, it was like you just get cut, and it was a lot of, you know, most trades are player for pick, but every once in a while you'll find a player for player deal. But yeah, the Chase Winovich thing, I think we're looking for, they did use a lot of picks recently on, you know, the linebacker, the DN, the middle linebacker, like the Anfernee Jennings, Josh Uche, Chase Winovich. Yeah. You would think one of those guys could hit.
They threw a lot of darts at that spot.
And even this year, they took the kid from Michigan. I know he's going to be hurt or he's going to probably gonna be out for the year. But they took a bunch of guys that play that spot. And if one of them pans out to go along with the free agency and the veteran guys that you have, that's probably all you need.
Is the kid from Oklahoma, Ronnie Perkins, that's his name? The Perkins kid from Oklahoma? Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
That is like... That's the guy Chase Winovich has got to be worried for, because that's a third round guy who, as we know, with some of those dudes, they're going to get like they get the benefit of the doubt because they're the new guy in the door.
Oh, the rookie class will all be on the roster. It's just a matter of will they be on IR? You know, like that happens a lot. We're like, hey, you're hurt and you're
Patriots layaway. That's what I like to call it. I know that layaway is sort of a thing that people don't. I don't know. Some people probably do or don't even know about anymore. But yeah, the old Patriots layaway plan. So it ain't looking good, at least early on, for Chase Winovich. However, that's where the depth comes into play, because we're going to sit here and talk about absolutes, as in we know these players. But wait till the end of camp. We're going to be like, well, this guy's done for the year, and now this guy's done for the year, and they got to tap into their
surprise
depth.
Cut.
No,
there's going to be a guy like, I thought he was going to start, and now he just got cut, or another guy's going to get hurt.
Like
or
the
whatever,
surprise trade, like the whole we heard that Jacoby Brissett was going to be gone. It's like, wait a minute, they traded him, and now he's made $35 million being caddy to other quarterbacks in the NFL. Absolutely not. It's really all depending on your timing. At 11:45, we are going to get to some Dork-related movie news. Dork podcast up WEEI.com and on the Odyssey app. We will get to that that movie news. Some trailers are out. Always fun to be able to parse
video game
those.
Stuff. Actually,
there's video
a huge
game
convention
stuff?
Over the weekend. E3. It's like a massive thing.
I saw
online.
Some stuff.
And so
yeah.
Well, we have some notes from there.
Oh,
some
good, nuggets. good. So the E3 notes are coming up. Reese also writes about Jalen Mills, and one of the quotes: "If anyone is a pure DB, it's him because he's played elsewhere." And apparently, I guess that was Brian Belichick who was the one who said that. But when you think about Mills, Duggar, McCourty, Adrian Phillips, guys like that, when you combine, and this is going to sound crazy, but when you combine the numbers change in there, like there's a reason Belichick and Brady didn't like it, because there's got to be some sort of, here are the block numbers that we know could be safeties or corners or whatever, and now that gets muddied a little bit. But don't you get the sense that Mills and Duggar are going to be in these hybrid linebacker, joker, corner, safety sort of, hey, we're just going to make it up as we go kind of roles?
Yeah, because like a couple years ago when you saw McCourty and Chung and Harmon on the field a lot together.
Oh, yeah, that's known as Big Nickel, Rich. Come on. Lord, everybody's been calling it Big Nickel. Like, it's ridiculous that it's Big Nickel, because it isn't.
So those guys, now I think you're changing that over. So I think Mills and Duggar, still with McCourty, kind of playing that more traditional free safety, but I think you're going to have all those guys out there together. And they're just so much better off this year, because the quarterbacks aren't going to have all day to sit there and throw it. They're also not just going to give up chunks and chunks on the ground like they did last year. Like last year, the defense couldn't even get going because you just hand the ball off on first down. All right, now it's second and three. Like it just felt like they were always playing from behind, where I think this year it's going to be a little bit different. But they've always liked the flexibility and guys to be able to do multiple things. And that was one of the, when they signed Jalen Mills, you're like, all right, I feel like Belichick and, you know, Mayo and little Belichick, they're going to get the most out of that guy. Like, I think he has a chance to have, you know, his best year.
Completely. And I just pulled up, like, the Bills depth chart, right? And right now it's Stephon Diggs, Manny Sanders, Cole Beasley, like Dawson Knox is one of their tight ends, right?
He's solid.
But when you think about it from a, like, a Patriots defensive standpoint, if you have Gilmore.
Yeah.
And you could say Gilmore Diggs. Yeah. There's no one else there that really scares you.
No, Manny Sanders probably passed it.
Allen's ability to be able to move and get out of the pocket. But that's where I think guys like Duggar and Mills come into play, because they're tacklers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, if you're going to be in one of those roles where they're going to put you in space, then you better be able to tackle. You better be able to be a good open field tackler.
Well, I think Duggar's biggest issue was coverage last year. And so he goes from Division Two, where, you know, he's just so much more athletic than everybody else, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Whereas now, if he really wants to be that game-changing player, he has to be able to take Dawson Knox out, or occasionally, not for a full game, but try to keep up with Darren Wallers and Travis Kelce's and guys like that.
Very
like
fair ask.
Like, you have the ability, you know, you're a high second-round pick, and because he's a great tackler, and there's not a lot of big hitters in the NFL anymore because they're trying to take it away, but he has some of that to him. But you get him in coverage, and last year, it wasn't his strength. So that's something that if he works on that, he could be a game changer.
He really should be in the Adrian Phillips role. With all due respect to Phillips, who did yeoman's work, but basically Phillips lined up pretty much as a linebacker who had safety qualities, and he isn't. And that's where Duggar could end up kind of sharking that role a little bit. Also, another defensive player, since we're on the defense, Montrevious Adams, who we kind of forgot about that was a free agent signing from the Packers.
Yeah, they had a few of those guys that they signed. Like, we didn't really talk about Henry Anderson. Which, again, they needed to revamp that. And Adam Butler's gone. Okay, fine. He was good. But those are the guys that I have the most confidence in Bill replacing. Like, when he originally got Lawrence Guy, we were all like, okay, that's fine. And then you're like, oh, I really like this player. And so I think Bill retooling the defense, which he had an opportunity to do both in free agency and in the draft, I feel a whole lot better. Because that, not just the record, going 7-9 and missing the playoffs, but having his team just get pushed around defensively,
that's
had to have killed him last year.
Yes,
oh,
I
my
agree.
God, must have been bad.
And that's where the linebackers will help.
Yeah.
That's where Judon helps on the edge. Look, Kyle Van Noy was really good at setting the edge here. And I think when you look at those defensive linemen, they're of the kind of like 6'4" or bigger, 300 pounds or bigger. Like Montrevious Adams is 6'4", 305. And that's a guy that if you wanted to slide him out over a tackle with his hand down, depending on, where the ball is spotted on the field, like that's a guy who I would think like an Adams, if you like envision the old 3-4 defense that the Patriots first started with.
Yeah.
Remember like Bobby Hamilton and guys like that?
Yeah.
And some of those like meatheads they brought in from the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that Adams is a meathead, but that's the way I view him, is that that's a bigger guy who can line up over a tackle.
3 yards back,
that's
and
exactly
then the running back's picking up 5 yards a clip.
And
so
then there's Godshaw, who's apparently a gigantic fat body in the middle.
Take it.
So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of all shakes down, especially with those defensive linemen. And then I'm going to read this because I want your reaction.
Right.
Second-year tight end Devin Asiasi looks like a different player. He's one of several Patriots who stand out when considering the benefits of spring practices for younger players. Asiasi had one of the best plays of practice, hauling in a pick. The play sparked a thought, and Reese wrote, "For all the possibilities a two tight end set of Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry presents, there's the intriguing potential of a three tight end package, which includes Asiasi as well."
Asiasi.
Well, I'm not ruling those guys out. I mean, they were awful last year. They were really non-existent. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't supposed to be a very good tight end draft. And Bill traded up twice in the third round and took two guys. And they were useless the first year.
And had no camp to like indoctrinate them. And
that's the thing. That's tough. I know there were some rookies, like you could say, hey, Justin Jefferson didn't have a camp and that guy went and lit the league on fire.
Right.
So I get there's the other side of it. But those two guys, let's see what they have. And if Devin Asiasi is making a couple plays out there, great. And I also think I am not in love with the wide receivers. So if you're telling me you're going to have three tight ends, a wide out, whoever's playing the best, and a back, and a few, fine. I think that's fine. Like, if Devin Asiasi contributes more than Kendrick Bourne, it wouldn't shock me. It really wouldn't.
The other thing, too, is you need three. If they're going to run this kind of offense, Hunter Henry's already dinged.
Yeah, right.
And he may end up being a little bit more of like a flex tight end than a guy who puts his hand down. So if we're thinking of the traditional two tight end set, it might not be Henry and Smith on the field all the time. It might be Asiasi and Jonnu Smith on the field because they're the bigger, thicker type tight ends you put on the line.
This might have been 5 years ago, and I forget what it was Gronk and Chandler and Williams and Manoa Nui. They ran a four tight end set at one point.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, what? You're like, they didn't do it a lot, and I don't know if it was preseason or maybe a little bit in the regular season, but they had four on the roster, and there was a couple of times. Now, Williams was basically a glorified tackle, but they had four tight ends on the field at one point. So again, Josh would get creative.
Didn't some of that come from injury at fullback too? Like,
I wonder if
that might have because the tight end and the fullback in a lot of ways should be interchangeable in this offense, and that's where Asiasi might be able to have a bit of a hybrid role.
But when you have guys that are such good pass catchers,
yep,
that it's sort of like, yeah, technically they're four tight ends, but when a lot of tight ends are sort of shifting to being big receivers anyway, like, is it that outrageous?
Well, what I want to see is the shift to come back. If you think of the early days of Charlie Weiss, he was the best at working shifts
and tight end getting screens.
Right? But getting matchups.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
there is some of that, absolutely. And I think that when you have a guy like Hunter Henry, I mean, think of this. If you put James White on the field at running back and you put the three tight ends on the field, right? How do you, and all of a sudden they spread out into like an open set. There's no one in the backfield. All of a sudden the quarterback's in the shotgun. And then it's like, okay, who's going to cover who?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a running back who we know can eat people up maybe in the slot, two tight ends to the left. Defenses are going to be looking around and being like, okay, how in the world do I do this? That's, to me, where they got to get better at taking advantage of the personnel. Because for me, I didn't see that enough last year. And how about this? A little punting nugget, only because I find these funny.
Punting nuggets?
A punting nugget, that's right. Well, it's Patriots undrafted rookie kicker Quinn Norden of Michigan.
Okay.
Who said, the circumference of the footballs is making a difference in the kicks. Quote, "You're hitting a different ball now. I'm still learning, trying to figure out the new balls. The college balls are skinnier."
All right, cut.
Get out of here.
Just kick what we give you, all right? I don't need to hear any more of this.
If I give you an egg, by God, you better kick that dadgum
right
thing.
Yeah, that's right. Take a hike.
Yeah, very much so. If you're Nick Folk, you're like,
give me your playbook.
I never
got a playbook.
That's right. Exactly. What's your playbook? Kick the ball. Well, the ball's different. All right, see you later. Oh, boy. Coming up, we're going to get to some NBA news. We actually have like a triple play of Celtic stuff to get to. And Big Baby Davis has reared his ugly head
once
again.
Man, he's making a lot of headlines, isn't he?
It's unbelievable.
I haven't heard a thing from Glenn Davis in years.
I know. He wants to be Perk so bad, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
That, they got to be jealous of Perk. They see him. Perk's like the number one NBA guy now on ESPN. He's in hot demand. He doesn't return our calls anymore. So, Big Baby's like, I could do that. He's like, nah, you can't.
No, you
nah,
can't.
You can't.
There's a reason you ain't there, brother. All right, let's get to Shine with Trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know you can watch Gresh and Keith.
My ass is sublime.
Just go to WEEI.com/watch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Boy, this is a very physical game as Irving throws it in, goes down hard on his right shoulder. He's shaking up. Now he's holding his right leg. It's 5-on-4. And up when the timeout is called, as Kyrie Irving holding that right shin and banging the court. Nets, of course, have had their share of injuries all season long, including their stars.
It looked like he came down on that ankle, landing on Giannis's foot.
Yep.
I know we're not supposed to like it when athletes get dinged or anything like that, but, you know, Kyrie Irving, he'd bring a tear to a glass eye, that old Kyrie.
Now, this was one of the things we said about the Nets when they formed up, when they acquired Harden. All three of those guys have had a lot of injuries. right? A lot of injury history, especially Harden more recently when he's gotten a little plumper.
He's got fat injuries.
Yeah, and
if
Kevin,
I may say so, as correct. Someone who, by the way, ripped both hamstrings
right,
because I was too heavy.
Game. Yeah.
Well, it was before that.
I thought you ripped one when Fieri chased you out of bounds.
No, I did during the Brady game, but the damage was done long before.
Right.
I was, the 95 season, I was hanging on with spaghetti legs.
There's two arguments against the Brooklyn Nets winning the whole thing. One, they would turn on each other.
That's right, which hasn't happened
yet.
That
has happened. They seem to all get along
really
well.
That's where I was all in center. I pushed all the chips in on that one.
But two was, are they going to stay healthy? And if they lose one guy, what are the chances? And if they lose two, like, forget it. Like, the rest of the roster, like, Blake Griffin can only have a good game once a series, maybe.
Right.
Joe Harris doesn't seem to be all that consistent. I know Jeff Green's back, but that's not a great rest of the roster.
Brown's already put in his place after his misstep from game one, right?
Yeah, right.
Two, whatever Bruce it was.
Brown.
That's right.
Bruce Brown time. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So, Kyrie, even just think about it when he was with the Celtics. He missed that one playoff run because he was hurt. Like, there was all kinds of little injuries that take him out of a game. So, but I'm never one. Like, I want the Nets to lose when they're full strength. Like, I do. Like, I don't want to see these guys getting hurt. I've never gone to that degree with a player. Like, I hate Peyton Manning. I hate LeBron James. I hate Roethlisberger.
Right.
I don't want them to get hurt. Like, you want them to lose. You want them to throw the late game interception or to miss the last shot or to do all of that. So, he went down and the Bucks took advantage. The Bucks looked like they were going to get swept out of the series. They were down by 49 points in game two, and they've come back to Milwaukee, and again, no Harden, and
49.
Then no Kyrie Irving for most of the game yesterday, and now that series is 2-2.
So Glenn Big Baby Davis, apparently on the old Insta, went right to work once Kyrie got hurt.
Well, and because when he stepped on the logo originally,
that's right,
Glenn
Big
Davis,
Baby.
So Kevin Garnett, no, it was not Perk. It was Kevin Garnett and somebody else. Oh, and Cedric Maxwell were very outspoken about it. And you're like, oh, those are two great Celtics. Glenn Davis also spoke out. And he was the one that took it to the next level. He was like, you don't want something to happen off the court to you. You're like, wait, what?
Somebody can get hurt, I think, right? One of those deals.
You're like, what is going on? So then, yeah, he obviously was pretty quick to say something last night.
And for those that are watching on the Twitch chat, like, I'm trying not to smile too much. For those of you that are watching on Twitch, weei.com/watch or twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, it's among the three T's in the way you can contribute to the show. Text 37937 and on Twitter at Gresh Keefe. But there's just something about Kyrie that tickles me in a situation like this. And oh, poor baby, he turned his ankle. But Glenn Big Baby Davis on Instagram, that's the same ankle stomp on Lucky with, and then did the shrug of the shoulders.
Shrug emoji.
Like, uh-oh, Big Baby might have been right.
That's right.
The old
easy, big fella.
The unluck of the Irish.
I would say so.
In all seriousness, different series now. It's tied at two. You might not have Kyrie or Harden for the rest of the series.
Yeah.
All right. And you know what's going to happen. Durant's going to go to the closet. He's going to, like, go through all the clothes. He's going to grab his cape. He's going to put the cape on for the next three games, and he's going to lead him to the Eastern Conference Finals, because as much as Kevin Durant is a giant baby at times,
he's a great player.
He has the ability. He more than the other two, in my opinion, has the ability to put on the cape and say, all right, we'll figure out how to get there.
But he's never done it by himself, because you go back to Oklahoma City, he had Westbrook, he had Harden that one year they made it to the finals, and then he left Westbrook to go team up with Curry and Thompson and Green. So he's never single-handedly won a series. So now basically it's a best of three, and I think if Kyrie plays, because he's not ruled out, so if Kyrie plays, I think the Nets win. If he doesn't, I think Durant might be able to win one of the next three by having like a 60-point game and going crazy. But the rest of the supporting cast is not great. And if Giannis and Middleton get help, like they did a little bit yesterday, PJ Tucker actually started hitting some shots. Jrue Holiday wasn't horrible. And so that was enough to win. So I think the Bucks will win if Kyrie's out. But if Kyrie plays, it'll be the Nets.
I just don't trust the Bucks anymore.
Fair.
After watching them again, and when we look at the great player, right? We have to look at Middleton and say, you hope he plays up. With Giannis, you have to hope he can get through his free throw and three-point shooting issues. Yet that's where I kind of bank on Durant. And I'm with you. From a logic standpoint, Now the talent has shifted to where Milwaukee has the advantage.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder if Milwaukee
still chokes it away.
Has the guts to sort of push through this.
And they'll only have one home game because not having home court, I think, was big for them specifically.
I would agree.
You know, the Brooklyn fans don't really care. Milwaukee's a pretty good home court advantage, though, and so they lose that. So now they got to go back to Brooklyn for game five. And I think, I think it's really going to come down to just the health of Kyrie at this point.
And I know that, Denver got swept out last night by the Suns.
Suns are killing it.
All right, so if you're Denver, do you just say, okay, we didn't have a great player, this was going to happen? Or if you're the Nuggets, do you look, I thought I said Suns, but if you're the Nuggets, you said, okay, I got swept, didn't have a great player. Do they need to re-examine? Are they in the Boston spot where it's like, okay, we like our roster, but maybe we need to like re-examine and shake it up a little
bit? No, I think they actually are in a position, unlike the Celtics, where they can use injury as an excuse because Jokic was just the MVP of the league. So they were in the West Finals a year ago, but you could argue it was the bubble. It's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. So this year they make it to the second round, but they were the 3 seed for the regular season. Jokic is the MVP. Michael Porter is what the Celtics don't have, meaning if you say Tatum and Brown are their guys, and for the Nuggets, it's Jokic and Jamal Murray, who was hurt. So there's your one injury guy. But Porter's taken such a big leap forward that I think they do have 3 All-Stars, and they're all in their prime. So I would just make sure Jamal Murray rehabs, gets
run
right.
Run it back?
Run it right back. Maybe, you know, tinker with the bench or whatever. You know, add a guy that's a little bit better than, you know, Austin Rivers or whatever. But I think you bring that team back, and I think they have a chance to be pretty damn good. By the way, Jokic getting tossed from the game yesterday.
Joke.
Garbage.
Joke.
It wasn't even that hard of a foul. He was going for the ball. He swiped, was it Cameron Payne in the nose a little bit. And they're like flagrant too. Third quarter in an elimination game, and they throw out the MVP of the league.
Bad.
They wouldn't have done that to LeBron.
Nope.
Not even a little. LeBron might not have even gotten a foul. They would have just played on with LeBron. So that's crazy. The league MVP, no respect. Like, you kind of, you anticipate superstar calls, and it should work in that case, too. Because if you throw him out, series is over.
It was.
Series
At
is over.
Point,
and
it was
over.
Yep. Because 3 minutes ago, third quarter. That
I
game
think they
was
were
done.
Down like 8 or whatever, but still, there was a ton of time left.
Yes.
And you throw Jokic out, so that was a joke last night.
Very much so. Bleacher Report has a couple of Celtic trades.
All right, lay it on me.
Now, again, it's Bleacher Report.
You
won't be in on the first one.
Oh, okay.
The Dallas Mavericks get Kemba Walker, and the Celtics get Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, I don't like it. Porzingis has more term on his contract, because it's one of those, all right, bad contract for bad contract. Yeah, but if you're... Porzingis is probably a more useful player than Kemba right now, but neither can stay on the court, and you're stuck with Porzingis longer at over $30 million.
Street clothes.
I'd have to think about it, though, at least, because Kemba is, and now that he's apparently real salty about the situation here.
It's the lore of getting rid of Kemba,
getting
right?
rid of Kemba is pretty intriguing. Yeah. So I'm not, I guess, maybe as adamant of a no as I was last week, but I still don't want Porzingis.
And this Bleacher Report article, so it starts with the Celtics trade, and then it gets to some others, right? Like they have one that the Grizzlies get Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Al Horford, and Oklahoma City gets Jaren Jackson, Jonas Valanciunas, Justice Winslow, and exactly what they need, 2 more first-round picks.
Yeah, geez. Just like all the picks. So Oklahoma City has all these picks? I don't know why they would trade Gilgeous-Alexander. He's pretty good.
It would make no sense. Yeah. There's this one. Golden State gets Bradley Beal and Davis Bertans, and the Wizards get Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, Eric Paschal, a first-round pick, and a 2026 first, so they must. Well, they must have. They must.
Oh,
not
every
have
other year,
currency
you can't
or something.
Back.
Yeah.
But imagine if Curry, Thompson, and Beal played together. That's what that scenario would give you. That'd be insane.
So
add another Splash Brother:
Curry, Thompson, Beal, and then you would have Donkey in the middle.
What's Draymond Green?
Draymond Green,
right? Yeah.
And Davis Bertans is. Remember that
and
was Wiseman, the guy that Danny Ainge wanted, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if that's gonna happen. I don't know why Washington would do that.
But. You're gonna hate this one, but it's gonna intrigue you at the same time.
All right.
The Denver Nuggets get Damian Lillard for Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. Here's the reason to bring that up. Let's say that is possibly on the table.
Yep.
That the Nuggets could get Lillard. Can the Celtics beat Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. in trade?
No, not without including Tatum, which again defeats the whole purpose.
Brown and someone?
Brown and nobody. Porter's really, really good.
But he's also hurt like all the time.
Yeah,
that's the caveat.
I mean, he missed his rookie year, but that's why he fell in the draft. If he wasn't hurt at Missouri, he would have been the number one overall pick, and he wasn't. And they got a real steal, I want to say at like 14.
Mm-hmm.
And this year he took a huge step. He's only getting better, and he's still insanely young. So that's actually a deal that if I'm Portland, if Lillard says I want out, I would do that if I was Portland. You're
now
getting two stud guys.
Maybe connected to that, Becky Hammon interviewed in Portland.
Yeah.
So is that procedure, or is that someone that Damian Lillard would really want to play for, or is that someone that Damian Lillard doesn't want to play for,
yeah,
and the organization is doing their due diligence because they know when the time is right, they might have to trade Dame Dalla?
Well, it would be funny because Lillard played with LaMarcus Aldridge for a really long time in Portland, and Aldridge played in San Antonio, so I bet Lillard could talk to Aldridge and would either one way or the other,
right?
Would be like, this is a great idea or this is a horrible idea, because I assume he would reject Mike D'Antoni. I could be wrong. You know, Mike D'Antoni got MVP years out of Steve Nash, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I would
ship a sail with that guy.
Yeah, like he wanted Jason Kidd, and Kidd's like, nah, I'm good. But I would think he would want somebody in that, like a more recent player. I think he would like a Chauncey Billups more than he would like a Becky Hammond or a D'Antoni.
Boy, if you're Denver, you're giving up a lot of youth.
But
that is the true, here's our 3-year window now, we got to win it with Lillard.
See, because I don't think you are in as much of a rush with Jokic. If Jokic was 3 years older, I could see you making a move for Lillard. But I think Jokic, Porter, and Murray is a great trio to kind of go with.
They should try to build that team for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Here's your window, 5 years, get me one, maybe two. Have a chance.
That's what I would do.
And that's what you got to do. I mean, you got to load up in the West. There's no question about that.
Yeah, Jokic is only 26.
Oh,
and those
yeah.
other two guys are younger.
Right.
So I'm keeping that.
So I'm kind of with you. Although, if that's what someone offers,
yeah,
that's tough for the Celtics to beat.
Oh, definitely can't.
You're right. They can't.
They can't.
There you go. Coming up, a big weekend in the world of Dork. Dork podcast available now at WEEI.com and on the Odyssey app. We'll get into the world of Dork next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Follow us on Twitter.
That's not fair, but yeah.
At Gresh Keefe, at Keefe21, at The Real Gresh, and always at WEEI.
Now, a hashtag dork news flash.
Hey, it's Peyton. Yeah, they did it again.
And that wasn't Peyton Manning, the voice you heard. That was Peyton Hillis, who at one point in time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are gamers out there.
That's right.
Know that Peyton Hillis, in the height of his steroid, I mean, heavy lifting run.
How dare you.
That Peyton Hillis was on the cover of Madden once. Because he had one good year in Cleveland.
Including a great game against the Patriots.
And now.
That helped put him on the map. And yeah, he was on Madden 12's cover and then disappeared into the sweet good night.
That's right.
And is one of the poster boys for the Madden curse, which has been lifted, including by Tom Brady when he was here. There's been plenty of examples of guys who've been on the Madden cover and have had great years. But early on, it was comical how many guys would either get hurt or have bad years or whatever after they were on the Madden cover. But that is sort of change. But as you heard right there, so E3 is going on. That is the huge video game kind of expo that they do every single year.
Oh, it's not the thing in Springfield that I hear about all the time.
No,
that's the Big E.
That's the Big E.
E3
like
is
Big
the
E Langston.
Big E gets Smash Mouth, E3 gets video games.
Okay,
the Electronic Entertainment Expo, and it started Saturday and it ends tomorrow, and so they've just been releasing all kinds of trailers and news for video games for the upcoming year.
Is it in Vegas?
I think it's all online this
year. Oh, okay. So it's virtual this year.
Virtual this year.
It's probably the way it should have been anyway.
Probably. A little bit easier, I think, for a lot of people. But anyway, that's what they're doing. But so Madden tweeted this out earlier today. It's a little teaser. And there are goats. And there's Peyton Hillis, who is not a goat.
Not a goat.
But he's holding a goat.
Looks like a goat.
A little bit. And it sounds like this Thursday at 10 a.m., they are going to announce who's on the cover. And it sounds like it's going to be two goats? So Tom Brady has to be one of them, right? Because I feel like he's the only player that we really actually say goat about. And it's like one of his nicknames.
Uh-huh.
So Tom Brady, who was on the cover back in 2018, he was on Madden 18 cover. They could bring him back, but who would the second goat be? And these guys in the back were kind of speculating because it is Peyton. It won't be Peyton Hillis, but Peyton Hillis saying Peyton. Would you bring Peyton Manning back, who's going into the Hall of Fame coming up, and would you put Peyton and Brady on there? Or is that too silly because how can there be two GOAT quarterbacks? Doesn't make
sense. That's why they're going to put Patrick Mahomes on there with him, and I'm going to lose
my
effing
mind. No,
they're not.
Mahomes was just on it in 20.
There's a bunch of scuttlebutt around that they were filming something for Madden like months ago.
Well, they were both just in the Super Bowl, so I mean, I could see that appeal, but
It's more if they're going to pick a quarterback along with Brady, wouldn't they maybe go with Rodgers?
Could. And he's available right now for photo shoots.
Well, exactly.
He's not doing anything else. I think, and they've done this, I want to say just once before for the Madden 25, which was actually the Madden 2014, they had Adrian Peterson and Barry Sanders on there. So you can go old school guy.
They also did it once with Larry Fitz and Troy Polamalu in 09.
No, but I mean like one player who's not even in the league anymore, like a retired player. But yeah, they've done two before, but to go with an old school guy, like couldn't you bring back like a Randy Moss or something?
They could go Brady Montana.
You could go Brady Montana.
Because Brady's definitely on the cover of this. There's no question.
He has to be.
So I don't think he is. I think it's Peyton Manning because he's going to the Hall of Fame and Drew Brees because he just retired.
That would be idiotic.
Brees and Rivers maybe.
Remember
Tiger's car crash? He was coming from a photo shoot with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert, so it could be Brees and Herbert as well.
Yeah, Herbert's on the cover. John,
could
Chargers
it be,
legends.
Stop it. Could, stop it, be, it. Could it be Brady and Gronk?
What about Dan Fouts and Phil Sims? So Gronk was also on the cover recently, and I guess you could bring it
would
back.
Would you say he's a goat at tight end?
I would.
One of.
I would say one
of.
But I just think the two goats thing is weird because I think it has to be Tom Brady. Because other players, you're like, is Jerry Rice the greatest receiver of all time? You're like, yeah, but nobody really, you don't call him a goat. I feel like it's such a Tom Brady thing.
Someone said Brady and Belichick on the text, the 37937.
Yeah,
first of all, that would be seismic because then that means Belichick would actually be playing along with them.
And not New England head coach?
Exactly right. Or made up name. Like, I think I still have a PS3, for God's sakes, and I'm playing like Madden 12, and it doesn't even say New England coach. It's like made up. It's like NC Koralowitz or whatever. They make up this wild ass name.
Yeah. You guys think there's any chance Calvin Johnson or Charles Woodson could be involved? Because they are also in the Hall of Fame class this year and might be considered goats of their position.
Peyton and Charles Woodson would be an awesome cover.
I think Brady and Woodson would be awesome.
In their Michigan uniforms?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Or a snowball. a picture of them, him sacking Brady in the snowball.
A picture of Wiggy, Wiggy falling Jermaine in the Wiggins. Snow.
Maybe we're it's right in front of us. It's Wiggy and Fourier right in front of our own eyes.
Could you imagine that?
If it's not Brady, even though he's not even here, and you know we're trying to all move on, I'd have a problem with that. Like call it something else than goat. Two goats.
The pass is dropped by Jermaine Wiggins, the tight end.
Bigger buzz, the trailer for Madden 22 or the trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy or Starfield?
I would say Guardians got a big review yesterday. Obviously, one of the most popular MCU movies, now getting a video game. But the big knock on it is you can only use one of the players, right? Or one of the characters right now, which seems like an insane move. You can only be Star-Lord in this game. There was also an expansion trailer for the Black Panther part of the Avengers video game, which looked pretty good. So there's a lot going on at the old E3.
Now if we can only find Xbox Series X's that aren't marked up. I looked on a major retailer yesterday.
How much?
$979. And I'll tell you, I couldn't believe it.
$979. Wow.
Like that is some gouging from the Wally World folks.
I can't even find a PS5 at any place.
Oh, forget about it.
Like yeah. I'm like I want to play these games.
Right.
And so right now,
there's a better chance you're going to get spit up by a whale than to be able to find a PS5.
Cuz I'm looking at these games and they're still they know that the PS5s aren't super available. So there's a long time where they overlap. And so they'll come out for both PS4 and PS5.
Yeah.
But I want to play it on the PS5, but I can't find it anywhere. So I've kind of given up on that.
I've owed my kid an Xbox Series X since Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's like, don't
maybe
overpay.
Next Christmas.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
A quick late submission from the text.
Yes.
Brady and Vinatieri.
Oh, first kicker on the cover.
Vinatieri McAfee.
Yes, Pat McAfee is going to be on the cover.
Yeah, he's a real goat.
He's the goat. I don't know. I think it has. So my final guess will be.
Final answer
will be Brady, Charles Woodson.
I'm going Brady Montana.
I'm warning the world when it is Brady Mahomes.
Okay.
I am going to.
You have a problem.
I am going to throw the
biggest
temper
tantrum. How many personal days do you have accrued?
No. I will make it my life's mission.
Okay.
To make
Mahomes,
sure
Mac
EA
Jones.
Hears
that's
how infuriated I am.
Yeah, I want this to happen now so bad because I want to be able to compare.
Nothing
I'll be able to
be
compare
worse.
The two.
To the audience, we need two Photoshops. We need a Mac and Mahomes cover,
yeah.
And then we also need one of the guy who got eaten by the whale and then the baby effing whale Jay. That
oh,
as well.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think anybody's been on the cover twice, right? And I think Brady would be the first to be on it twice, but if you put him on with Mahomes, then you'd have both of them be on there.
Yeah,
twice.
That's right. You would think that Brady, even at this point, would be able to get his own damn cover on Madden.
I would think. Eddie George, Dante Culpepper, Marshall Faulk, Michael Vick, Ray Lewis, Donovan McNabb, Sean Alexander, Vince Young, Brett Favre, Fitzgerald Palomalo shared it, Drew Brees, Peyton Hillis, Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson share, Richard Sherman, Odell Beckham, Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Antonio
Brown. How about that run? Gronk, Brady, Brown
whoops.
All on the Madden
yeah,
cover.
There's yeah. a, right, exactly. There's a little whoopsie right there. And, of course, Dork Podcast available now, weei.com and on the Odyssey app. Cam Newton, present. Stephon Gilmore, not present, down in Foxborough today. We'll discuss next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.